Welcome to the $100 MBA show, where you learn how to build a business that rocks with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a online complete business training and community. And today is a must-read episode, which means I will be sharing with you a book that I highly recommend that you read. A book that has greatly influenced me as an entrepreneur, as a business builder. And I not only talk about why you should read this book, but I also give a quick summary of what are some things you're going to learn in this book. So let's get down to business. Today's must read is War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. Now, a few things before we talk about the War of Art. The War of Art is a little controversial. First of all, it's not a pure business book. It's not something you're going to find, you know, on the top of the bestsellers list in terms of business books, but it is an amazing book, and everybody that reads it recommends it to like 30 people they know because it greatly, greatly influences you and helps you get through some things as a business person, as somebody who creates anything, anybody who's a creator. You don't have to be creative or like a music person or a designer or, you know, a painter. You could just be anybody that's trying to get work done, good work done. And why is it a little controversial? Well, it's both inspiring and challenging. Sometimes people have a hard time reading this because he gives you a lot of gut checks, right? So Pressfield talks a lot about how to get things done, how to fight through all your, you know, your excuses in your head, how to get through procrastination, which is a huge thing that we have as people that are trying to create something for the world and offer it. That's basically what we do as business builders. Somebody who's building a business, you're offering something to somebody. It could be a product, it could be a service, whatever it is. You're creating something or offering something to somebody, and it's sometimes hard to keep on creating things over and over. And he talks a lot about staying consistent and staying hungry and staying focused. This is what I love about this book. It's also controversial because Stephen Pressfield talks about God and uses the four-letter word in the same sentence. And he uses a lot of profanity sometimes because he wants to motivate you to act, to move, to do something that matters, to get off the couch and just begin. He gets angry. He wants you to get angry too so you can actually do something with the gifts that you're given. Most of us have the ability to learn and do things and build things. You know, we're not handicapped in any way that prevents us from doing this. So he's not interested in sugarcoating anything. After all, it is called the War of Art. It is a war after all. So let me begin and talk about what this book is all about. The best way I could explain this book is it's split into two parts. One part is art, the other part is science. So it combines art and science in a very clever way. Creativity, according to Stephen Pressfield, is both a practical process as well as like an internal process. You must do your part. You must do the work in order for you to actually produce something that is of great value. He talks about, you know, staying inspired and making sure that sometimes you're not going to feel like doing things, but you have to force yourself to, you know, just sit down and do it. So in order for good work to happen, you have to actually show up for work. Now, a quick warning, this book is not for the faint-hearted. You will get a workout from reading it. It's almost like he's giving your senses a workout because he keeps hitting you with all the excuses that you tell yourself, and he makes you feel guilty, sort of like, wow, he's right. I do say that to myself. That's why I never get anything done. That's why I rationalize these things, and it's almost like a workout because you feel like, wow, gosh, man, he's really taking all my excuses and just demystifying it and completely, like, you know, breaking it down and realizing they are just excuses. Stephen Pressfield also talks about what he calls the resistance, which is basically everything that stops you from great work. You can call that creative blocks, like writing block. You talk about that could be procrastination, it could be doubts, it could be fears, but he calls it the resistance. And he actually tries to tell you to think of it as an actual real thing. Like, this thing is real. You have to fight this resistance in order for you to be able to create great work and do it on a consistent basis. He also goes through some examples of some really great experts that we see as these amazing writers, these great producers, great creatives, but really they are just hardworking people. They're people that commit to working an X amount of hours on that craft and getting better and better. And it never kind of feels easy. It always is a struggle to get down there and keep working and keep doing. This book is really motivational because it helps you understand resistance. He talks about what keeps you from doing good work so you can be able to battle it and be able to combat it every day. This is also a book that I highly recommend you read more than once and you revisit from time to time, because it's one of those books that really like reminds you of things you probably already know but really don't know as clearly as he does. And I really love that about this book, because he makes things so much more clear in your head and you're like, yes, this is so true. Why didn't I think of it this way? And all that kind of stuff. So I highly recommend you read it and then reread it, you know, periodically throughout, you know, every few months, flip through it and look at, you know, read a chapter or two. So I really highly recommend The War of Art. It has influenced me in so many ways. It helped me realign my work ethic and my work process and really be conscious of the things that are stopping me from great work. And at the end of the day, when you're building a business, it's your great work. It's the work that you actually put into it that makes it a great product or offer that allows it to be successful. And if you don't actually do the work and can get to the point where you're producing great work, then it's going to be really hard for you to have a successful business. Because at the end of the day, whatever you're offering, you can sugarcoat it, you can market it, you can have a wonderful website, but if the actual thing you're offering is not of great value, then you're never going to be able to make it. You're not going to be able to have a successful business. So this is why this book is so important and has affected me in so many ways. Guys, thank you again for listening. Again, pick it up, War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. Awesome book. Hey guys, why don't you give us some iTunes love? If you haven't already, give us a rating and review. Everybody who gives us a rating or review enters a weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA, a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA actually. And you'll have access to all our video lessons, 180 of them and counting, workbooks, ebooks, checklists and notes and audio versions of the courses and interviews and a community forum where you get to meet amazing people just like you. I can go on and on, but the point is, check it out. Give us a rating and review and you can win. If you don't know how to give a rating and review on iTunes, you can go to 100mba.net/show. And check it out there, and we give you clear instructions. I just want to leave you guys with a quick word about these must reads. The reason why I'm recommending these books, because I really feel like they're great, great influential books. And the more good things you can put inside you, the more good things you can produce and create. And that's why I applaud you for listening to the $100 MBA show, because you're listening, you're improving, you're getting all the good stuff. And the same thing goes with these books. So I'll check you guys in the next session. Take care.